Yuma, Paraches, Mishnah Vav, Misha Achto Bumas. Somebody who has a sickness called Bumas, which is a sickness that comes from hunger, and it's a Sakanas Mefashis. Machilin Oso, Afilu Dvarin Tmeim. We're allowed to feed him even Dvarin Tmeim, for example, Shkatev or Amasim, anything that he needs if you don't have kosher items in front of you. Ache Oru Enav. Until his appearance changes for the better. Misha Nashcho Kelev Shota. Somebody who was bitten by a rabid dog. You cannot feed him from the liver of that dog. Because this refuah is not a real refuah, it is only like a skula, and for this skula it is not mutter to eat varent man. Rabbi Matia ben Cheresh mutter. Rabbi Matia ben Cheresh says it is a real refuah, and therefore it is mutter because of sakanas mefashes. Ve'od amar Rabbi Matia ben Cheresh. Hachoshesh begrono, somebody who has a sickness in his throat, which is also a sakana. Matilin lo sam b'toch pib b'shabbos. You could give him medicine on Shabbos, even if preparing that medicine entails chilo Shabbos. Mipnei shehu sapek nefashos, because his life is in danger. V'chol sapek nefashos dochas haShabbos. Anytime somebody's life is in danger, then it's dochas Shabbos, and you're allowed to do malachas on Shabbos in order to save him, because it says v'chai behem v'loish yamis behem. The whole Torah is docha b'nei pikuach nefesh, except for avodah zarah, kila arayis, and shtichas damim. Maseches Yuma, Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin. Misha nafla alav mapola. Somebody who on Shabbos or Yom HaKippurim, rubble falls on him. Safek husham, safek she'ena sham. We're not sure whether or not he's under the rubble or not. Safek chai, safek meis. We might also not be sure whether or not he already died or not. Safek Nachri Safek Yisrael. We're unsure whether it's a guy under the rubble or Yisrael. Mefakim, dig him out from under the rubble, even though you have all these fakes, even though you are forced in Chal Shabbos to dig him out. Mitzuchai, if you find that he's still alive, even if he cannot live long in the matzah that he is in, Mefakim Alot, you can dig him out. Ve'imeis, if you find that he already died, Yanichu, you are forced to leave him there until after Shabbos. Sechas Yuma, Perek.